When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 78, The Tragedy of Missing Out and Inhabit the Moment by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. You're listening to a podcast where I simply read to you with author permission. Today's a first. I'm reading two posts from Zen Habits. A reader asked for a post about FOMO, the fear of missing out. So I found a short one on that, but also realized that this sort of leads into living in the moment, which is another common reader request. So I found a post on that too. I aim to please. And before I read them to you, I want to mention that I'm giving away a book by The Minimalists in just 3 days. And to be in the drawing to win it, all you need to do is be on my mailing list. So to join, text the word OPTIMAL to 44222, or you can sign up through the site oldpodcast.com if you're not into texting. Either way, you'll be in, you'll get short weekly emails from me, free gifts, and be in a drawing at least every month to win a free book. So lots of benefits for you. Plus, you'll make me happy and be part of the family. So that's that. Let's hear these two posts and start optimizing your life. The Tragedy of Missing Out by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. A father and his son went fishing on a small boat, hungry. The father helped his son reel in his first fish, and it was a beauty. "Great catch, son," the father said. "Yes, but I'm worried I'm missing out on better fish," the son said. "What if I could catch a bigger, tastier fish?" "Maybe you should try," the father said. And the son did, catching an even bigger fish an hour later. "A real beaut," the father said. "But what if there are better fish out there?" the son asked. "Maybe you should try," the father said. And the son did, catching a bigger fish, then wondering if there were better fish, catching another, and so on. At the end of the day, the son was exhausted. The father asked, "How did the fish taste?" The son hesitated. "I'm not sure. I was so busy looking for better fish that I didn't taste any of them." The father smiled contentedly, patted his belly. "Don't worry, they were delicious." We are, all of us, like the son. We all worry, at some time or other, that we're missing out on things. It's why we're so busy. We take on so much because we don't want to miss out. We take on dozens of goals and aspirations because we don't want to miss out. But here's the bare truth. We will miss out, no matter what. It's inevitable. We cannot do or try everything in the world, even with lives twice as long. We cannot see every town and city, read every interesting book, watch every important film. We will always, always miss out. Here's the second, more important truth. If you always worry about what you're missing out on, you will miss out on what you already have. Don't make a reading list a mile long. Focus on the book in your hand. Don't pack your vacation itinerary with every highlight of the city you're visiting. Walk around and enjoy what you find. Don't worry about traveling the entire world. Be delighted with the world around you. Don't worry about what you're missing online or in the news. What you're doing is good enough. And let go of your long to-do lists and goal lists. They're a futile attempt to keep from missing out. You will miss out, but in striving to do everything, you'll miss out on the wonder of the thing you are doing right now. What you're doing right now is all that matters. Let the rest go and enjoy the fish you've already caught. Inhabit the Moment by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Quote, "We're so busy watching out for what's just ahead of us that we don't take time to enjoy where we are." Bill Watterson. We all go through our lives almost on autopilot, our minds generally elsewhere, occupied with other thoughts as we float through the real world like ghosts. We sit at a computer, have a coffee, eat a snack, use the bathroom, wash our hands, drive home, and barely notice anything about any of those activities. This is called, quote, being occupied, and we do it all the time. Instead, I suggest we practice occupying the current moment, inhabit it by really being in it, fully experiencing all our senses in everyday, ordinary actions. Whatever you're doing right this moment is not an insignificant thing to be rushed through to get to the next thing. What you're reading, where you're sitting, the urination you're going to do soon, these are not minor things. They are everything. As you wash a dish, instead of having your mind elsewhere, instead of rushing through it, give that task a little space. Be there with that task. Feel how your body feels standing in front of the sink. See the water, the dish, the food residue you're washing off. See the light in the kitchen. Hear the sounds of the refrigerator and the passing cars outside. Notice the spilled drops of coffee on the counter. As you pee, don't just think of it as something you've done thousands of times to be taken for granted. Feel the sensation like it's the first time. Be a child who has never noticed what the bubbles of pee look like in a toilet before. It's a thing of wonder, a thing to behold with the same weight as we behold all of life and sex and death. Imagine you have a month to live. What would each moment be worth to you then? Each bite would be one of your last. Each sip of coffee, each sun-soaked morning trip to the kitchen, each step on the grass, each conversation with the people you know and take for granted. These are limited and so valuable. They are precious and contain wonders. Well, you might have more than a month to live, who knows for sure, but your moments are still extremely limited. These are still valuable experiences not to be taken for granted. Practice this. Every action you take today, no matter how little, give it weight. Put some space around it. Start it intentionally with the intention to be mindful, to inhabit that action fully, to notice with all your senses the entire moment. When the action is done, don't just rush to the next one, but take half a second to appreciate what you just experienced, then move to the next with equal weight and space. If you don't start treating this next action like it's just as important as what's coming later, you might never. Quote, stop a moment, seize your work, look around you. Leo Tolstoy. You just listened to the post titled The Tragedy of Missing Out and Inhabit the Moment, both by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. A couple of short posts, and I thought the second one made sense to follow the first. Hopefully that's helpful for you if you're looking for ways to be present in the moment and or not worry about missing out. And I've received a few emails about staying in the present moment, and I really think the best way is practice. And the only practice I know of that really works is the one that's been around for thousands of years, which is meditation. And unfortunately, it's been tied to religion and mysticism and stuff like that, but it doesn't need to be. It's really a simple brain exercise that you can do whenever you want. And if you get in the habit of setting just 5 minutes a day to do it, you'll definitely become better at concentrating and catching yourself when your thoughts are negatively impacting your emotions and staying in the present moment. And the best thing of all is that you don't need anything. You don't need incense. You don't need a gong or a meditation cushion or a Buddha statue. You don't need to touch your finger and your thumb together. You don't need to close your eyes. You don't even need to sit down. All you do is concentrate on one thing, most commonly the breath, and anytime a thought creeps in and interrupts you, which will start happening within seconds, just notice it gently and nicely, just let it go, and then return to paying attention to your breath. And that's it. Such a simple but powerful practice if you do it daily. And it's something I've done for about 10 years now, and if you want better control of your mind and thoughts and emotions, that's it. And wow, I don't normally do my own content, so I'm going to stop there. And if you want more from me, just visit me online at oldpodcast.com. You can join my mailing list there or text Optimal to 44222. And it's a great way to keep in touch. Otherwise, keep listening to the show where I'll continue reading other people's content to you. And I'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Siver Sunday. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.